Blog Talk Radio.
Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, aka G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Playboy comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, January 2nd, 2024. And welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Playboy comic, and I want to talk sports. Let's talk G Money Sports Report. Right now, let's talk, what are we going to talk about today? We can talk about the NFL. Let's talk about the NFL teams and go over the standings of all of the teams in the NFL, the NFC and the AFC. Let's go over the standings of the teams and see how they stand as we get ready for the playoffs and, or for the last week of the NFL season. This will be week number 18 coming up. So we're going to go through the standing of the NFL teams. We're going to do the NFL, the NFC teams first. And then we'll go into the AFC team. Okay? DJ Papa D, are you on the line? All right. Well, if you're with us, DJ, let's go over the standings of the teams in the NFC first. Let's go from top to bottom. We don't have to distinguish them by divisions. Let's just go with the standings and who's number one in the NFC, all the way down to who has the worst record in the NFC. So, first team in the NFC, I think it's, who has the best record in the NFC? I think we got the San Francisco 49ers have the best record in the NFC. That's what I think is team number one in the NFC. And then I think we have the Dallas Cowboys. It's the second team in the NFC. And then I think we have the Philadelphia Eagles are number three in the NFC. Am I close, DJ?
You're close, yeah.
Okay. And then team number four in the NFC will probably be probably the Los Angeles Rams, team number four in the NFC. And then team number five will probably be, who else? Who's in the NFC? There would be team number five. The Detroit Lions would probably be number five in the NFC. And then you'd have the Green Bay Packers as number six in the NFC. And then, let's see, where will we go from there? We would probably go to, who will we go to from there? I think we go to Jacksonville Jaguars. I think they're number six in the NFC. And then you got Tampa Bay, which would be number seven in the NFC. And then you have the Minnesota Vikings. I almost forgot about them. They'll be number eight in the NFC. And let's see, who will be number nine? Who do we have? Who else? I don't know if it's Seattle. Is Seattle in the NFC or the AFC? I'm not sure. But let's see. Who will we be? Who will the other teams in the NFC be? Oh, I don't know. But did I say the Philadelphia Eagles? They should have been up in the top five in the NFC. I don't know how I forgot them. But that would be like four or five in the NFC. So that would be the top 10 right there. And then who else will we have in the NFC? Who is the last five teams in the NFC? The last five teams in the NFC would be, did I say the Green Bay Packers already? If not, the Green Bay Packers would be team number 11 or team number 12. And then you got the Arizona Cardinals, which would be team number 13. And then you have the Carolina Panthers would be number 14, and I think the New England Patriots would be team number 15 in the NFC. And that would be the top 15 teams in the NFC. I think that's how it would round out. So that would be the NFC. Now, the AFC would be a little better. The number one team in the AFC is the Baltimore Ravens is the number one team in the AFC. And then you have the Kansas City Chiefs is number two in the AFC. And then you got number three. Cincinnati? No, Cincinnati wouldn't be three. Atlanta? No, not Atlanta. Miami would be number three, and then Buffalo would be number four. And then you would have, then I guess you would have Seattle, and then you would have, that would be five, and then you'd have the Denver Broncos would be six, and then you would have the Los Angeles Chargers would be seven, and I forgot about the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns would be like number three, or number four in the AFC, and then you would have we already went through Buffalo, who else have I forgotten in the AFC? Cincinnati would be up there. They would be like number 10 or something in the AFC. And who else? Then we go through Tampa Bay's in the NFC. I forgot them. They're in the NFC, but I think I said them already in the NFC. In the AFC. Well, I guess we'd have the Raiders. The Raiders would be like number 10 or number 11 in the AFC. And then we would have who else in the AFC have I forgotten about? We already talked about the Chargers. We already talked about the Bengals. We already talked about AFC. Who else would we be talking about? Carolina Panthers, but they would be at the bottom of the AFC. They would be like team number 14. Arizona Cardinals would be 13, and the Carolina Panthers would be 14, and I think the New England Patriots would be 15, and that would be the top 15 teams in the AFC, and we have the top 15 teams in the NFC. So I think that would be all 30 teams from the NFL. So I think I got the I. named all of the teams in the NFL. So I don't know if I got the orders right, but I named all 30 teams in the NFL. So I think that's basically how it goes. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot about Houston and Atlanta and who's the other team besides Houston? Oh, Tennessee. Yeah, Houston. Tennessee would be at the, well, they wouldn't be at the bottom of the AFC, but they would be like number 12 in the AFC. And Houston would be before them, so they might be number 11. But, yeah. That would be teams. Oh, and Atlanta Falcons. I forgot about the Atlanta Falcons. They would be in the AFC, and they would be probably team number 10 in the AFC. So I think I've named all the teams in the NFL. So DJ, Papa D, give us the breakdown on all of the standings of the teams in the NFL, in the NFC, and then do the AFC, because I know I missed some teams, but I know I got the first 10 or so right. And then after that, I kind of got, I lost some of the teams. So do the NFC first. First team in the NFC has to be the Baltimore Ravens, and I said them. So we go to team number 2 in the AFC.
You keep saying NFC and AFC, so I'm not really sure which one you're talking about.
NFC.
Sorry, you want the NFC or the AFC first?
NFC. NFC.
All right. All right. So for the NFC, and just so that you know, on the NFL website, the teams are not listed by in order in their conference. In their conference, they're broken up into the 4 different divisions. So I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to be eyeballing it as I tell you. Okay?
Okay.
Hello. All right.
Yeah.
So in the NFC, the team with the highest record currently is the San Francisco 49ers with 12 wins, followed by 1, 2, 3 teams that have 11 wins, and that's the Dallas Cowboys, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
So those would be teams 2, 3, and 4.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Let's see. After that, there's no team with 10 wins. So after that, it would be the L.A. Rams, who have 9 wins and 7 losses.
9 wins? They don't have 11 wins? 10 wins at least?
No.
Okay.
They have 9 wins and 7
9
losses,
wins.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that would be, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. That would be in fifth place. That would be the L.A. Rams. After that, it's the Seattle Seahawks and the Green Bay Packers, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the New Orleans Saints, all of who have 8 wins and 8 losses. So those 4 teams, the Seahawks, the Packers, Tampa Bay, and New Orleans are, what was that before? I think that was 5, so that's like 9 teams, right?
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, that's 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's 9, okay. So after that, so that's 9th place. After that, it's, let's see, there's 1, 2, 3 teams that have 7 wins and 9 losses. That's the Minnesota Vikings, the Chicago Bears, and the Atlanta Falcons. So that's 10, 11, 12.
10, 11, 12. Okay.
Okay. And then
we got the Saints after that.
After that, so the Saints were part of that. The Saints were above that, actually. So after that, the Falcons, the Bears, the Vikings. The next team is, let's see, 16. Nope. The New York Giants.
Has to be the Bears. Oh.
Nope.
You didn't
it's
say the
Giants
Lions already?
The
Lions
Giants
should have more wins than a lot of those
the
teams.
The Giants. Giants, not Lions.
No, but the Lions should have more wins than, like, Atlanta and more wins than Tampa Bay.
When I'm not talking about the Lions. I'm talking about the Giants.
Yeah, but I thought you just said the Lions, and I'm like, the Lions.
Because you were saying Lions. You were saying Lions, and I was trying to correct you and tell you that it was the Giants, not the Lions.
Okay, the Giants. Okay. How many wins the Giants have? Like six wins?
Five.
Five. Okay.
And then after the Giants, there's only three teams left. It's the Commanders with four wins, the Cardinals with four wins, and the Carolina Panthers with two wins. And the Carolina Panthers are on the bottom. That's team number 16.
What about the New England Patriots? Are they in the
Patriots
AFC
are in the AFC.
AFC. AFC.
That was
okay.
It. Everybody else is in the AFC.
Okay. All right.
All right.
So what's the breakdown of the AFC now? Yes.
All right.
AFC.
So in first place in the AFC is the Baltimore Ravens. With 13 wins, followed by the Miami Dolphins and the Cleveland Browns, who both have 11 wins, 2-3. 4-5 are the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs, who both have 10 wins. 6, 7, 8, and 9. Are the Pittsburgh Steelers, Jacksonville Jaguars, Indianapolis Colts, and the Houston Texans. And they all have 9 wins, so that's 6, 7, 8, and 9. 10th place is the Denver Broncos and the Cincinnati Bengals, who both have 8 wins, so that's 10th and 11th. Let's see who's after that. We got 5 more teams. The Las Vegas Raiders, number 12th with 7 wins. Let's see. The New York Jets are 13th with 6 wins. The Tennessee Titans and the L.A. Chargers are 14th and 15th. They both have 5 wins. And then in 16th, it's the New England Patriots with 4 wins. So that's the breakdown per conference.
What happened to Houston? What happened to Houston? You didn't say Houston. And you said Tennessee Titans. I know Houston has to be before Tennessee. So
Houston was up. And they have 9 wins. So I said Houston when I said, so the Ravens were in first. In second, it's the Dolphins and the Browns. And then in third place, it's a tie between the Dolphins, the Browns. Okay, the Dolphins and the Browns. That's fourth and fifth. And then sixth place, it's a tie between the Bills, the Chiefs, the Bills and the Chiefs, so that's 6 and 7. And then after that, it's a tie between the Steelers, the Jaguars, the Colts, and the Texans. Remember that?
Okay, the Steelers.
That's 8, 9, 10, and 11.
The Jaguars. They're in
the Jaguars, the Colts, the Texans,
the
and the Steelers.
I thought they were in the AFC. Okay.
We're talking about the AFC, yes.
Right. Yeah, I thought Jacksonville was in the NFC. Okay.
Nope.
And Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what are they? Are they AFC
NFC.
Or NFC? NFC. Okay. Okay, so the last three teams in the AFC is the Arizona Cardinals, the Carolina Panthers, and who's the last?
In the AFC or the NFC?
The AFC.
Panthers are in the
New
NFC.
New England Patriots? Huh?
The Panthers are in the NFC.
The Panthers are in the NFC? Okay. So the Panthers have to be the bottom team in the NFC then.
Yeah, but you're talking about the AFC. That's why I'm telling you the Panthers
yeah.
are not in the AFC. They're in the
okay.
NFC.
Okay. They're in the NFC. Okay. So the bottom teams in the AFC, is that the Arizona Cardinals is one of the teams in the AFC? Or are they the NFC?
That's the NFC again. The bottom, the four bottom teams in the AFC are the Patriots, the Chargers, the Titans, and the Jets.
Okay. Oh,
got
right.
The four bottom teams in the AFC. And then the Raiders. The Raiders are also down there. The bottom five teams in the AFC. Patriots, the Jets, the Raiders, Chargers, and the Titans.
Okay. So the Chargers are on the bottom of the AFC?
AFC
wow.
West, they have 5 wins and 11 losses. And the only team below them is the Patriots, who have 4 wins and 12 losses.
Oh.
And the
wow.
Titans, Tennessee Titans, also have 5 wins and 11 losses.
Wow. My Chargers just fell off the boat. Oh, come on. Chargers, Los Angeles Chargers. You guys came to L.A. and now you're losing a whole bunch of games. I'm not liking that. You guys got to get it together. Well, they got some good draft picks this year because they're on the bottom of the AFC. So they'll pick high in the draft. They should get a running back, and they should get some linebackers, and they should get some blockers, some defensive players. Okay.
So who do you think
we'll
who's gonna be on top in the AFC after week number 18? Because week number 18 is the last week of regular play. And so who's going to be on top, which means they're going to be excluded from the wild card week.
From the wild
card. On top.
The Baltimore Ravens will play in the wild card. They will be the number
okay.
one team in the AFC, so they won't play.
Okay, so you think it's the Ravens, huh? Because the Ravens have 13 wins. Yeah, they're 2 games
yep.
in front of everybody, so they can't. They have to be number one. So you're right.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the Ravens. What about in the NFC?
The NFC, it'll probably be San
yep.
Francisco will be the number
really?
One team in the NFC.
Okay, so let's just take a look at that. The San Francisco 49ers are currently on top with 12 wins, but they're only leading the Eagles and the Cowboys and the Lions by 1 game. So that means San Francisco has to win in week 18, and all the other teams
right.
have to lose.
Who do they play?
Well, actually, it doesn't
who
matter.
Do
it doesn't matter if they win. It doesn't matter if the other teams win or lose. They're still number one, right?
Right.
So
the Eagles.
So the 49ers are playing the Rams. Who do you
yeah.
think is going to win in that game?
The 49ers will probably beat the Rams.
Okay.
So
So then you're thinking that the 49ers are going to end up with a record of 13-4. The only teams that are competing are the Lions, the Cowboys, and the Eagles.
Okay. So, I'm thinking the Lions will probably win this week, so they'll be on the top two. They probably won't have to play in the wild card. They'll be the number one team or the number two team in the NFC. But
they'll have to play in the wild card because it's only the number one team that doesn't have to play.
Okay. Well, the Eagles, I thought they were going to be a top team, but they've been losing. They lost the last 3 out of 4 games. So they're not on a winning streak. They're on a downward losing streak. So,
but they play the Giants, though. They play the Giants next week. You think they're going to beat the Giants?
Yeah, well, I don't know. They've been losing, so they may lose to the Giants. Because the Giants have been playing good. They've been scoring a lot of points. They haven't been winning, but they've been getting a lot of points. They've been scoring 35, 38 points. So they've been showing up. And their defense has been playing good. So I don't know. The Giants may show up somewhere. But the Eagles are definitely in bad shape because they lost. They lost the last 4 out of 5 games. And then who else?
So I'm sorry. Who's going to win between the Giants and the Eagles?
The Eagles will beat. They'll win against the Giants, I think. Cause the Giants have been playing good, but the Eagles have been playing bad. So I don't know if the Eagles will just lose the last game or if they'll beat the Giants. I don't know if they're good enough to beat the Giants.
Well, you'll have to figure that out. You'll have to figure that out pretty soon because I think you're going to have to you're going to place a bet on it tomorrow. So you're going to have to figure out if you think it's going to be the Eagles or the Giants. The only other team that's in contention is the Cowboys, and because they have 11 wins, but they play the Commanders this week. Who do you think will win that game?
They should beat the Commanders. The Cowboys should beat the Commanders.
So if the Cowboys beat the Commanders and the Eagles beat the Giants and the Lions beat the Vikings and the 49ers beat the Rams, then in the NFC, you're going to end up the season with the 49ers in first place, the Cowboys, the Eagles, and the Lions will all be tied for second place, which doesn't really matter because there is no second place in terms of the conference standing.
Right.
So that just means that the Cowboys, I'm sorry, the 49ers are gonna be on top. And that means they're going to have a bye.
49ers are really going to be on top for the NFC. They'll play in the NFC championship game. And I'm thinking that they're going to play against Detroit.
Why?
Because I'm really thinking Detroit and San Francisco are going to be the two best teams in the NFC.
Okay.
Actually,
why do you think Detroit's going to be in it?
Because Detroit has been playing really good. They've been beating a lot of people, and they've been playing really good. So I'm thinking they're going to be representing, if they can beat San Francisco, they will represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. and they'll play against the Baltimore Ravens. So that's what I'm thinking the Super Bowl is going to be, the Detroit Lions versus the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
San Francisco, I know they have a good team, and whoever they play, they're gonna really play well. But I want Detroit and Baltimore to play in the Super Bowl. Baltimore hasn't been to the Super Bowl since my boy Ray Lewis played on the Ravens, and they won the Super Bowl. That was the year that I think you were telling me that he got charged with gun charges and stuff.
I wasn't telling you that. Somebody else told you that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, somebody said that he had gun charges. I'm like, but I don't remember him going to jail or anything, but I took pictures with him in one of the clubs here in Vegas. So I saw him. He was at the club where Snoop was performing, and me and Shirley had gone to the club, and Snoop came in. Ray Lewis. He was most valuable player.
You're talking about like from decades ago.
No, I'm talking about like 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
You said Cheryl, didn't you? You mentioned Cheryl, right? Hello?
Yeah.
Yes,
Cheryl
was
the girl I came to Vegas with.
Yeah. And if you were with her when you saw him, that was 20 years ago.
No, that couldn't have been 20 years ago.
What year was it 20 years
ago?
I'm gonna prove it to you logically. 20 years ago, what year was it?
20 years ago was 2003?
I don't even know why you bother, Greg. Yeah, it was 2003. That's correct. Where were you and who are you with?
Yeah.
Hello?
I was with
Where
Cheryl.
Were you and who were you with? Where were you? What city were you in?
I was in Las Vegas in 2023. So, yeah, I was, no, yeah, wait a minute. Wasn't my girlfriend named Cheryl? Is that?
Yep. And you were in Las Vegas. My point is,
yeah,
it was 20 years ago. You tried to make it sound like it was 5 years ago, but it was 20 years ago, Greg. It was a long time ago. 20 years, not four or five, like you implied.
No, check your.
I did. That's why I said it. I would not have said it if I didn't check it first. What are you asking me to check?
The year the Baltimore Ravens won the Super Bowl and Ray Lewis was most valuable player. It's been 20 years since Baltimore won the Super Bowl.
Let's see. He won it in 2000.
They won it in 2000?
Yes.
Wow. That was 20 years ago. That was 2000.
They won in 2001 and 2013, but 2001 was the one where your boy was playing. Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
Okay. I rest my case.
Wow, it was 20 years ago? Wow, time is flying by. I guess I've been in this hospital for 10 years. That's a long time for me to be stationary in one place.
Coming up on that 10-year anniversary pretty soon, but
yeah.
I remember getting that phone call in 2014, in 2013, actually. No, 2014. I remember getting that phone call in, like, 2014 from Dennis saying, if you want to talk to Greg, Greg's in the hospital. If you want to go see him before he dies, you better go right now. I remember that phone call clearly.
Wow.
But anyway.
That was 2014.
Yeah. 20 years ago.
Wow.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, it does. Wow. I ain't having no fun. It's just too fast. It's moving too fast. I'm supposed to be doing big things in Vegas, and I'm still stuck in one spot. I feel like my roommate, he keeps saying he's moving out. And he's going to go to the Super Bowl, and he's going to, you know, he wants to go to the sports book. But every time he keeps talking about he's moving out, it's another day. And he's still in the, he said, oh, he's still in the hospital with G-Money. And I'm like,
sounds
yeah,
familiar.
Still here with me. Yeah, because our nurse, Elena, my 60-year-old nurse, 66-year-old nurse.
Remember where
she's,
you are. Remember?
Yeah, she's saying, she said, because every time he says, yeah, I'm getting out of here, I'm going to go AMA. And I keep telling him, I say, well, if you go AMA, you don't get no benefits. You don't get your medicine. You don't get no doctor appointments. You can't get nothing if you leave here without permission in the hospital. If you just leave, then you lose out on everything that you have. And you can't even come back. If you get sick later on, you can't come back to the hospital. And he's like, well, I'm just going to try it on my own and see if I can make it, because I can get food from some food centers and I can get a paratransit bus to give me a ride around town, and I can do all of this. I just need a house. And he's talking about moving in to the apartment complex that Marky D lived in before he moved to the 4-bedroom house in the Las Vegas Lakes that he ended up living in, that he didn't know the address to his house. He used to live on Fremont Street, and I went down on Fremont Street. I went to Main Street Station on Fremont Street, and I went with Gerald. We went to the casino, and we were in the sports book, and we called Marky D, and he was like, yeah, man, you guys should come down to my house. I got some weed, and, you know, we can get some beers at the store across the street, because he lived across the street from a 7-Eleven. And Gerald was like, no, I don't want to smoke any weed at nobody's house. You know, we're just going to drink beer here in the sports book and watch the game. You know, we got a bunch of TVs we can watch the game on. And Marky D was like, yeah, man, you should come by my house, man. But that's when he was living in the studio. He had a studio apartment. And that's where my roommate is talking about moving to. He's going to move to this studio apartment on 15th Street. And I'm like, it's not even a bedroom. It's a studio. And I'm like, I know exactly where you're talking about moving, because I remember I passed Marky D's apartment when I was down on Fremont Street. But Marky D had left by the time I went down Fremont Street to that apartment complex. But I know the area. I know the area. I was like, man, that's where my buddy's talking about moving to. And he's talking about, yep, I just need a bed and a shower and a kitchen to cook in, and I'll be okay. So I'm like, okay. And he's like, yep, I'm going to leave here. I'm going to walk out. I'm going AMA. And I'm like, you sure you want to do that? And my nurse is telling him, I don't know if you want to do that, because you can't come back to the hospital if you do that. You're going to be, you won't be able to come back, and you won't get no medical assistance, and you get no medication or nothing. And I told him, I said, yeah, if you leave, you don't get any of the medication that, you know, the doctors have prescribed for you. You won't get anything. So he's like, well, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it. I'm going to see if I can get a car. I'm going to drive Uber, and I'm just going to take showers at the 24-hour fitness gym, and I'm going to eat at some of the restaurants, you know, like they have restaurants for the homeless people. So he's like, he's going to eat at the restaurants and stuff. And I'm like, okay. He said, I'm at least try it. I got to try it. I got to get out of here, man. This place is driving me crazy. And I'm like, okay. But
he's like, man, that place is keeping him alive, though, Greg.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah. Yep, it is. Dang, he said, so, the only
I don't know
thing,
why he wants to get out. He's keeping him alive. How old is he?
He's 59, 60. I think he's 60.
Bruh is not going to survive out there on the streets. He an old man.
Yeah.
He's old, Greg.
Well, he used to work at a lot of restaurants here in Vegas, so he can go back to where he used to work, and he might be able to get a job back in the restaurant. So
maybe, but he's old.
And he used to drive Uber. Yeah. So it's just a matter. He said he want to give it a shot. He want to get out of here and do for himself. At least he'd be free to go drink beer, because he likes to drink. And he wants to be able to drink his beer and smoke his weed. So he's like, I got to give it a shot.
That's a really good reason to give up your housing. Because you want to smoke weed and drink beer.
He has $2,000. He has $2,000 in his Social Security. That's what he gets every month. So he got money. He can pay for a place. So,
that's not very much money, by the way.
Yeah, but he can still pay
$2,000
for
$2,000 a month. Is not a lot of money. Although you are in Las Vegas, and the cost of living is probably a little bit cheaper than where I am or where Big Nasty is. But it's really not a lot of money. That's gone very easily with rent, food, and utilities, and transportation, and all that is gone quickly. But anyway, enough about your roommate.
Yeah. Okay. What time is it?
4:13.
Oh, okay. We got 15 minutes left in the radio show. All right. Back to the radio show. with some commercials and some stories and some music. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And then we had another girl named Val, and she would get picked because she was real fast. In fact, a lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig, and they would snatch her wig off her head, and she would chase them all around. She was about 6th or 7th grade, but she might have been going to a special school. I don't know if she lost all her hair because she had cancer or what was going on with her. And the guys used to go by and pull her wig off her head, and she would take off and chase them all around until she caught them and she'd sock them. They didn't really get away from her while they were running from her. But she was a real fast girl, and we put her on our team every time we got a chance to.
Niggas should be tight. You can see the quarters in their pocket. And they got a 1979 quarter. Mint condition.
We finally made it. Cast that hate, it's been a struggle to get here, and I'm not gonna see faded. From holding Glocks in the holster to hanging on Crenshaw, to seeing my face on billboard posters. I was never really stable, bound to a lot of schools. Hustling, picking up good game from them older dudes. I was only 16 when I gripped my first two, but I was so low key, they thought I was GQ smooth. I done rested my head in the worst parts of the street. That's why I keep my bully pillow, this nigga starving to eat. I just pray to the sky that my soul be blessed, and take another twist from the hideous burning my chest. I can't take another day in the city of hub. Kids in the street playing, now they ducking from slugs. Some cats put up in the black Buick with the lights out. Had to think quick on my toes, cause bullets taking lights out.
We got no prayers on the phone.
And that dude ain't your homeboy, he only wanna see you grow.
He's a hater, a fella cat, you see him later. And focus on the paper player. In this game, we got no prayers on the phone.
And that dude ain't your homeboy, he only wanna see you grow.
Fire
pan the bills and stick with it.
Yeah.
Cause if your baby ain't got food, the lick hit it. Times is hard, but man, do what you gotta. I'm a broke nigga selling demo tapes to your mama.
Mine.
Tryna get cash, fuck with your thought. I got my hands in the cookie jar, but can't get caught. Cause if I'm slipping, then I'm losing, and I can't do that. Got to keep shit moving, ain't no holding me back. I gotta pay the bills and make it over the hill. I'm running for going nowhere, my life is a treadmill. I got skills, but I still can't get a deal. But if I get it, hope it's ticket. A meal so I can have a better meal on the plate for my kid. From an apartment to a home, 50 inch in the den. Swimming pool in the back, bar filled with yak. And graduate from the cess to the dodo
sack. No
and that dude ain't your homeboy, he only wanna see you grow.
He's a hater, a fella cat, you see him later. And focus on the paper player. In this game, we got no friends on the phone.
And that dude ain't your homeboy, he only wanna see you grow.
He's a hater, a fella cat, you see him later.
Y'all got the cash, I want it. It's a game, that's a flow.
Get your ass down on it.
Daily fucking routine to get green.
We roll fucking hard.
Me and my
rolls fucking old.
We ain't all out in the public eye. We some recluse motherfuckers. Ready to get loose motherfuckers. We don't snatch them out the Escalade. We trying to get paid.
We got they fucking wife and the kid.
That's what we did.
Last time this fucking punk didn't think shit out.
No.
Education motherfucker. Wanna do the shit now.
Get this shit alone. Got called, they convinced him to snitch.
All he had to do was lie.
He gave me up and they let him go.
Every
day, fuck him, but then we ain't cool no more.
You used to be straight, nigga flexed on me.
Don't call me homie.
Act on me.
What? And that dude ain't your homeboy, he only wanna see you grow.
He's a hater, a fella cat, you see him later. And focus on the paper player. In this game, we got no friends on the phone.
And that dude ain't your homeboy, he only wanna see you grow.
He's a hater, a fella cat, you see him later.
Some open-toed Nikes, nigga. What this nigga doing in the club with some open-toed Nikes? You need your ass beat.
We go 12 deep to the park, and they found the four dudes that had jumped them, and we let them know, you don't mess with us, and they threw down. They beat these dudes up. They kicked their butt, but it was 12 on four. Of course, we were going to win that fight, but it didn't end there. The dudes that got beat up, they started whistling. And everybody that was gang-affiliated came to their rescue. They jumped out of the pool. They came out of the front. They hopped the fence, and the pool was empty. And everybody surrounded my 12 friends, and they started fighting.
Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yo, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Playboy Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to what I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, January 2nd, 2024. But the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut it down and get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So before I go, though, I want to acknowledge all the people that are celebrating their birthdays today. January 2nd, 2024. And I want to acknowledge their birthdays, Capricorn's birthdays. This is Capricorn's time of year. So they said the best for last. So we're saving Capricorns for the last zodiac sign of the year. And we're recognizing Capricorns and their birthdays today on January 2nd, 2024. So DJ Papa D, play the birthday song. And let's wish all the birthday people happy birthday. And then we're getting
put out
of
candle
here
on my birthday
everybody.
Cake. We're gonna bake my birthday cake.
We'll
put another candle
off
on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for January 2nd, 2024. Happy birthday to Jalen Ivory. Happy birthday to Mary Kat Duncan. Happy birthday to Megan Thomas. Happy birthday to Gary Allen Woods. Happy birthday to Rufus Dorsu Jr. Happy birthday to Miss Tanisha Gill. Happy birthday to Dr. Alfred Green. Happy birthday to Anne-Marie Springer. Happy birthday to Audrey Alston. Happy birthday to Angela Tanqueray Shantae. Happy birthday to Candace Ronnie. Happy birthday to Joy Davis. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mr. Anthony Lunnan. That's it. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating today, January 2nd, 2024.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody. And did you say Anthony London? That's my frat.
Yep.
That's my fans. All right. He's celebrating his birthday today. All right. Good job, frat. Chazzy Wazzy in the house. All right. Good job. Well, happy birthday to everybody to celebrate their birthday today, January 2nd, 2024. And I know God is blessing you with all of his graces and his goodness, and he blessed you with his son for everlasting life. So we need to earn the right to go to heaven and be blessed by our Lord and Savior. So, without further ado, I want to sing you a happy birthday song, and then I'll be back on Thursday for more of the radio show. And you have a good week as we are celebrating the first week of January 2024. So, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many, many more. Have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may God bless you with all of his goodness and kindness for your birthday. And may you celebrate your family and with the feast with your family and friends at your dinner tonight for your birthday. So without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. And I'll see you again on Thursday. Have a good evening. 2024, January 2nd. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus. the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot, and we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
Thank you.